AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 25 law enforcement officers hurt, 3 people arrested in Memphis overnight after an angry crowd faced off with police following the deadly shooting of a man wanted on felony warrants. Kelly McAllister is with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
He reportedly rammed his vehicle into the officers' vehicles multiple times before exiting with a weapon. The officers fired, striking, and killing the individual.
That's when a crowd began to gather, some throwing rocks and bricks, say police. Officers fired tear gas and the crowd broke up. Renewed calls from Democrats now for impeaching the president after he said this.
They have information. I think I'd take it.
He says he'd be open to accepting dirt on his 2020 rival if a foreign power offered it.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, the president says he'd have no obligation to tell the FBI about the offer, despite his own FBI director telling Congress last month the Bureau would want to know. The president says Chris Wray was wrong.
Oh, let's call the FBI.
Saying life doesn't work like that. A month ago, the president pledged not to use information stolen by foreign powers in his re-election bid, saying, "All I need is the opponents that I'm looking at." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
That was a targeted hit on baseball great David Ortiz, according to authorities in the Dominican Republic.
Witnesses say the shooting at a Santo Domingo bar was carried out by 2 men on a motorcycle and 2 other groups of people in cars. Police say the coordinator of the attack was offered about $7,800 to carry out the shooting, and the alleged coordinator was among the suspects in custody.
6 people in custody in all. David Ortiz is recovering in a Boston hospital. 2 oil tankers reportedly attacked in the Gulf of Oman, 1 on fire, 1 adrift. The U.S. Navy rushed in to help. Dozens of sailors evacuated from both vessels. This is AP Radio News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the attack on those 2 oil tankers.
The attack on the oil tankers left 1 ablaze and adrift as sailors were evacuated from both vessels. The U.S. Navy had rushed to assist amid heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran. One of the tankers was carrying oil bound for Japan. The nation's premier, Shinzo Abe, is currently wrapping up a high-stakes visit in Tehran, hoping to ease tensions between Iran and the U.S. This latest incident comes after the U.S. alleged that Iran used mines to attack 4 oil tankers last month. Iran has denied involvement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A gorilla will be returned to the Ohio Zoo where he was born after a court battle. A judge in San Francisco ruled that the Gorilla Foundation in California has to transfer Indume, the gorilla, to the Cincinnati Zoo today. Zoo officials wanted to bring Indume home after his buddy Coco, another gorilla, died last June and left Indume by himself. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.